So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the Pesukim Beitzeya Beirich Niyatz Hashem and Poitim Mayim Rishas Modin V'lefnei Hizgaleya Hariv Natosh and offered several relevant interpretations. And in this daf continues to expound additional interpretations of these Pesukim. The Gemara then proceeds with three statements of Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar B'Yenison regarding the Yonim. These statements are alluded to in the Siman Emes Momen Yira. Emes, Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar B'Yenison, Kodayin Shedan Din Emes La'amitei Masha Shechina B'Yisrael. A judge whose decisions are true to the Torah causes the Shechina to rest among the Klal Yisrael. And the judge whose decisions go against the Torah causes the Shechina to depart from Klal Yisrael. Mamen. V'amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar B'Yenison, Kol Dayin She'Noitel Mizeh V'Noitel Lazeh Shalik Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noitel Mimenu Nafshei. If a judge wrongfully makes one party pay the other, he pays for it with his life. Yira, V'amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Reb Yenison, La'olam Yira Dayin Atzmai, Ki L'Cherv Menachas Loi Ben Yarchesav V'Gehen P'sucha Le'Metachtav. A judge should always see himself as if there was a sword lying between his legs, and the opening to Gehenna is underneath him. In other words, he should always consider the severe consequences of an erroneous judgment. The Gemara proceeds with several statements regarding the severity of issuing an erroneous decision. Darash Rav Yeshua the Itim Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Mayin Dechsev Beis David Koyama Hashem Dinu Laboyke Mishpat. The pasuk compares a judgment to the morning, to teach that in Baruch HaAdavar Kebayke Imrehu Vim Lav Al Temrehu. A judge should only issue his judgment if it is clear to him as the morning skies, but he should not issue his judgment if he has any doubts. Amrim Shub ben Levi, Asar Shiesh Medin, Kailur Talu B'tzavar Kulan. 10 judges who issued an erroneous decision are all equally held accountable, and even Tamar HaYishl B'nei Rabbi, even the student observing the proceedings before his Rebbe, is also held accountable. Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Koyen, Ma'idach Siv Melech B'mish B'dyamet Aretz V'ish Trumas Yar Sena. If a judge is proficient in the Torah laws like a king, who does not require any assistance, he sustains the world. If he's not proficient in the Torah laws and requires assistance from others like a kohen who collects truma, he will destroy the world. One who appoints a judge who is not suitable is considered as if he planted an avodah zarah tree among the Yidden, because the pasuk states, "Shevet mishayt mitit lecha." And in the following parsha, it states, "Leisit lecha asher kol etz." As Rashi explains, "Mash medayin dechsev ki adam etz asada." Etz refers to a dayin, as we find that a person is compared to a tree. Ravashi added, "Ubamakom shesh tamid chacham kila notu etzel mezbeach." If there were suitable candidates, tamid chachamim, who could have been appointed rather than this judge, it's considered as if he planted an asherah tree near the mizbeach, because the pasuk continues, "Eitzel mizbeach Hashem lekech," as Rashi explains, "but tamid chacham mechaperim umeginin kimizbeach." Tamid chacham is compared to a mizbeach, and that they both bring about atonement and protect Klal Yisrael. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the pesukim that referred to Bezdin. The last pasuk in Parshas history states, "Leisale b'malas al mizbechi," one may not ascend the mizbeach in haste. And the next pasuk in the following parsha Mishpatim states, "Ve'ela mishpat meshatasim lefneim." Bakapara says, "The smuchin teach us have a mesun bedin. Bezdin must be cautious and analyze all aspects before they issue their decision, as the pesukim teach. Leisale b'malis v'goymer ve'ela hamishpatim. One should not make a judgment in haste." Rabbi Eliezer says, "The smuchim teach us ledayin shle yifsa al rashi am kaddish. A judge shall not walk between people already seated, in which he appears to be stepping on their heads." The Gemara asks, "Asher tasim asher talamdim imboyle." Why does the pasuk use the expression "asher tasim lefneim," which implies that the law shall be placed before them? The pasuk should rather have said that the law shall be taught to them. Rabbi Yirmiyah explains, "Elu klei hadayonin." The pasuk refers to the tools used in bezin, such as makel, a stick with which to give makas mardis, v'ritzua, a strap with which to give malkus, v'shefara, a shefer used in the process of excommunication, v'sandala, a shoe with which to perform chalitza. The Gemara now proceeds with a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. "Betzaveh shefteichem meisa hilemer shemoye ben acheichem u'shefatetem tzedek ben isha ben achiv u'ben gera." "Betzaveh shefteichem" teaches kenegel makel v'ritzua teizaras. Bezdin should use the stick and strap judiciously so that people comply with bezdin. "Shemoye ben acheichem u'shefatetem tzedek." Listen when both sides are present and issue your judgment. "Amr b'chanina azhar le bezdin shleish medivri baldin koyim shayovi baldin chaver." This pasuk teaches that Bezdin is forbidden to listen to the claims of one side if the other side is not present, and Shemaya can also be read as Shema to announce, and teaches, "V'azhara lebaldin shloyatim devar v'ledayin k'edim sheva baldin chaveri." one side may not present his claim when the other side is not present. Rav Kahana says the above is derived from the following pasuk. Le'sisa shema shav, the word sisa implies not to accept a false statement. And this includes, asar lebezin shalei yishama, bezin is forbidden to listen to one side if the other side is not present. And sisa can also be read as sasi, not to verbalize. And asar lebaldin shalei yatim devarav, one side may not present its claims when the other side is not present. As Rashi explains, this is forbidden because shemisada divri sheker kedivri emes lefisha emachishan umekivin shalev hadai noitel eschos shuvein liba mahapach beschos hasheni. The first side will make a false claim since he knows that there is no one present who can contradict him, and the dying will be inclined to believe him and will later find it difficult to accept the other side's claim. Ushvatim tzedek amrish lakish tzedek esadin ve'achakach chatcheyu. Only after the dying is certain of the halacha should he issue his decision. Bin ish ubein achiv, am Rabbi Huda filah bin bayis la'aliyah. A dying must issue a fair decision, and even if two brothers argued over the inheritance of a house in a loft, he should split it evenly, and the one who receives the house must pay the difference in value to the one who receives the loft. Similarly, ubein geroi, am Rabbi Huda filah bin tanu l'kirayim. If they argued over a large and small oven, the one who receives the large oven must pay the difference in value to the one who receives the small oven.